Not far from war-torn Burma Road in the Chinese province of Yunnan, Terry and his friends are fighting the pirate forces of the Dragon Lady. The first round of their battle belongs to our good companions who sent the enemy retreating pell-mell down a hill under the attack of a flock of metal oil drums which rolled after them. It was a noisy, dangerous, and exciting episode. But even more exciting things await us on today's transcribed adventure. So listen closely. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Pineapple Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Have you sent for your copy of the Terry Adventure Game Book? Well, I sure hope so, because the deadline's almost here. Libby guarantees delivery only if the envelope with your order is postmarked before midnight, Saturday, January 24th. Yes, to be sure of getting your Adventure Game Book, your order must be mailed before midnight tomorrow. So, if you haven't already got your order in, do this right away. Ask your mother if you can't run over to the store right after the program and get a can of Libby's tomato juice and one of Libby's pineapple juice. You see, kids, all you need to get the Terry Adventure Game Book is those two Libby labels. The name is Libby, spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. This is a very special offer, a free offer while the supply of books lasts. So, get those two Libby labels, one from a can of tomato juice and one from pineapple juice, and on the back of one of them, print your full name and address. Then mail the labels to Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. You got that? Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago. And be sure you get your labels in the mail before midnight tomorrow. Now, believe me, kids, this adventure game book is worth making a real effort to get. It's the Terry Adventure Game Book, featuring Terry Lee and Pat Ryan and Connie and other pals of yours. And besides being a thrilling adventure story, the book is full of new games and tricks and puzzles. You can take it from me. This book is different from anything you've ever seen. Different and packed with fun and thrills. So get your order in while the supply lasts. Send a label from Libby's Pineapple Juice and one from Libby's Tomato Juice with your full name and address. Mail them to Terry, in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Mail your order before midnight tomorrow. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Yes, the Dragon Lady's gang attempted to storm the headquarters of Captain Blaze. But Terry's trick with the 40 or 50 oil drums scattered the attackers. But during the night, April came to report that Pat Ryan had disappeared. And then she added an even more alarming report that the Dragon Lady had vanished. Well, this was a big surprise because the bandit leader was in a death-like sleep, locked in her room. And so Terry hurried inside the Blaze headquarters to investigate. He's talking now with Cheery Blaze, the captain's determined daughter.
I suppose the Dragon Lady got out of here.
Well, there's a trap door through this stone floor. And a tunnel leads to the outside. That's how I was taken away.
Yeah, but the trap door was blocked off from the underside. The Dragon Lady couldn't have escaped by moving this stone slab. See here, it's blocked up from underneath.
Yeah. Well, the only other exit is the door, and that was locked.
Are you sure it was locked?
Well, so far as I know, Terry, from the outside. Anyway, why ask me all these questions? I don't know anything about the woman. Why not ask your precious pal, Pat Ryan?
I would, only Pat's not here.
Well, he seems to know all the answers. What'd you say?
I said he isn't around. He's gone.
Gone?
Besides, you're a fine one to talk like that about Pat. Didn't he rescue you from Sing Sing and his gang out there in the valley?
Well, I'm not saying he didn't. Only what makes you think I know what happened to the Dragon Lady?
Forget it, Jerry. There's no time to quarrel.
Who's quarreling?
Well, whatever you call it. We're still in a bad spot. Sure, Sing Sing's men were sent back down the hill by those metal kegs, but they'll be back to make trouble.
No, I still say I don't know what's become of the Dragon Lady.
And I don't know what's become of Pat Ryan, so we're even. Golly, I wish Pat would show up.
As for the Dragon Lady, well, I'd say that she had somebody helping her. She was in some kind of a crazy trance. During the excitement, she snapped out of it, and somebody must have let her out through that door.
In that case, she must be hiding in another part of this building.
Why not?
We better start looking for her. She can't get very far. All the outer doors are guarded.
Unless she has a helper. Say, one of our own men who's been won over to her side. She must have. Else, how did she get out?
Yeah, that's right.
But who?
Well, I just suggest that we get everybody in the place together and line them up and count noses. I want to look the men over anyway. I may be able to spot that double-crosser. I know most of the men by sight.
Good idea. But meanwhile, what's happened to Pat?
Oh, he'll turn up. Just up to some mischief.
I was just wondering.
What?
If Pat had something to do with the disappearance of the Dragon Lady. Maybe he took her away, hid her someplace.
Possible. But if he did, why didn't he let somebody know?
Well, all this talk doesn't get us anything. Let's go and help with the search. Perhaps... What's that?
Came from down the corridor.
Sounded like the roar of an animal. What kind of a voice was that? What do you suppose it was?
I know. I'll bet it was something that came over my father's radio.
The radio's broken. I looked at it.
Well, maybe so, but what else could make that sound but the loudspeaker of a radio? Come on, let's find out.
1, 2, 3, 4. Woof, woof. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the loudspeaker, all right. Woof. Hey, what's going on around here?
Now, but pipe down a minute, will you? Is that you, Pat? Pat, where are you?
I'm down here behind the radio outfit. What's up?
Where? What are you doing? What goes on, Pat? We've been looking high and low for you.
Nobody looked here for me, Terry. Been here for hours, seems like.
What are you trying to do, big shot? Repair the radio?
There's no chance of that. I got another idea. I'm going to use the loudspeaker and scare the daylights out of Sing Sing's men.
You are?
Yeah. You seem surprised.
Well, that's just the idea that I had, Pat. I wanted to tell you about it, but nobody could find you.
Two minds, a single thought, huh? What was your flash?
Well, I figured if we could take the loudspeaker and take it through the tunnel, string wires along, you know, we could hide it among the rocks and trees and talk to the Dragon Lady's men and scare them or something.
Well, that's exactly what I had in mind, Terry.
Yes, but haven't you heard about the Dragon Lady, Pat? She's gone.
Oh.
And if she gets back to her gang out there, it'll take more than a big voice and a radio to scare her.
Yeah, the Dragon Lady's disappeared, Pat.
Sure. You're looking at the gent who helped her do the vanishing act.
What?
You did it. Well, why didn't you tell us?
We didn't have time. We have to work fast.
Well, where is she?
You see that long, narrow box over there?
Uh-huh.
Now, you and Cheery take a look in it.
Well, let's see what's in it, Cheery.
All right.
The Dragon Lady.
Sure. She just fits in there, and there's holes in the side so she can breathe if she wants to come out of her trance.
Say, she looks like she wasn't alive.
She's alive, all right. She'll snap out of it sooner or later. But she'll be surprised when she discovers she's laid out in a strong wooden box, eh?
Well, you seem to have the situation well in hand. What's the next move, Pat?
Close the lid and snap the lock, just in case.
Okay.
Now then, I've been working with this speaker and the wires, and we're all set. And you and I will take it out through the tunnel, and we'll give Sing Sing's men a treat.
This is a lot heavier than I figured, Pat.
Yeah. String the wire out here takes more time than I... This ought to be a good place for the speaker. We can park it up there in this tree and mask it with branches.
Suppose they discover it.
Well, they probably will, but not right away. The rocks and trees make a lot of echoes. It's hard to locate the direction of a sound.
Okay, I'll shinny up and you hand the box up. Say, are we talking too loud?
Yeah. Let's get the rest of this work done and hurry and get back. Everything's connected up. The wires and all. Even the microphone back in Blazer's room.
Well, then we'll be all set to go as soon as we get this box up here in the tree.
Now, wait now. I'll hand it up to you. Take it easy.
Hey, listen, the current's on. And somebody's walking around back there in the radio room. Sounds like a giant, huh?
I told everybody to keep hands off and let the microphone equipment alone.
Somebody's sure in that room. Listen. Where did you put the microphone, Pat?
I set it on top of the long box where we have the Dragon Lady.
Maybe she's come out of her trance and is kicking the sides of the box.
No. No, wait. Listen. Somebody moved the microphone and raised the lid of the box where the Dragon Lady is.
It sounded like it.
Now somebody's talking.
Golly, we ought to get back there and see who it...
Quiet, quiet.
We shall not
shall make fools of these people yet. I knew they would move me from that other room if I was...
The dragon lady, all right.
...sleep, and they could not rouse me. Now then, tell me what has happened. Then we shall make it easier for Singa to attack this place. Now then, show me the way to the tunnel. I will go and join Singa and the men. We shall have this over and done with. I intend to take this place and everybody in it. Where is the master, Captain Blaze? And what about those Americans, Pat Ryan and the boy Terry? Well, find out where they are and report back here to me. I'll wait here. Don't worry about me. This gun will protect me. Then we'll go through the tunnel and I'll tell Singa how to take this place. And once I am in charge, we'll hear a different tune from Captain Blaze and all the others. Go now and be quick. So, they would batter their brains against mine, eh? We shall see.
Patch, he's loose in there.
Come on. Shinny down from the tree. We've got no time to lose, Harry.
What are we going to do? She's back there with a gun. Can't go back through the tunnel and surprise her. She's desperate. She'll shoot.
We've got to go back. We can't stay out here.
She's got one of Blaze's men on her side.
Yes, and she'll be coming out through the tunnel if we wait here. We've got to go back and meet her. We can't let her escape. Come on, Terry. Thank goodness this loudspeaker was all rigged up for action. At least we know what to expect.
Well, lucky for us. But I'm not crazy about meeting the dragon lady in that narrow tunnel. She'll be coming out this way, and what I mean, she's desperate.
She hasn't escaped yet, Terry. Come on. There's big stuff popping.
Yes, there's big stuff popping. But will Pat and Terry be able to prevent the escape of the bandit leader? If she does get free, she'll join Sing Sing and his men, and they'll destroy the headquarters of Captain Blaze. I'll tell you what to look for in our next adventure in just a moment. Last call, boys and girls. Last call for this great special free offer of the Terry Adventure Game Book. Unless your request is postmarked before midnight tomorrow, Libby can't promise delivery of your book. So get your order in at once. All you do is send one label from Libby's tomato juice and one from Libby's pineapple juice. Print your full name and address on the back of one of the labels and mail to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Believe me, kids, you're going to be plenty disappointed if you don't get one of these sensational books. You'll miss out on more than 20 new games, tricks, puzzles, riddles, and other kinds of fun. Miss an exciting Terry adventure story, too. So get your two Libby's labels right away. One from Libby's pineapple juice and one from Libby's tomato juice. Send them tonight with your name and address to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Tomorrow at midnight is the deadline. Well, that loudspeaker stunt was a good idea. But it won't work if the dragon lady reaches her men. So it's up to Pat and Terry to stop her, to get back to headquarters and make the loudspeaker work for them. It ought to frighten Sing Sing and his gang, but we'll see what happens in the tunnel next Monday at this same time when the Burma Road transcribed adventure reaches you. There's dynamite packed in every minute of next Monday's thriller.